10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
fire one.
Start the jam, I'm bringing words together like an ampersand.
Word, bird,
about to make your goddamn pampers damp. Slamming amps off the ramp, getting a tam-tam. Classier than your tramp stamp, ant in a Trans Am. Call Bram Van, this shit is 3000, a habitat for humanity.
Free housing,
help people move. Thanks for giving a listening everywhere you go. Like pigeons at Islington, different. Never try to play shock rappers like seeing Vinnie Paz at a pride parade. My time of day is every time a rhyme is sprayed. And I'm good without the shine, like a diamond in the shade. Whether your fave Slaughterhouse is Ace or Kurt Vonnegut, if you make a mixtape, make sure you got a Berg song on it. A hominid who likes his PlayStation modded it. Style self-taught, and I let myself audit it.
Aw, shit, this ain't a ham and cheese, it's croc, monsieur. Promoting dope coast to coast like a pot sticker. How can I not give her? What am I, chopped liver? Don't think it's hot, I don't buy it like a shoplifter. Lyrical croc, monsieur, making your plot thicker. Promoting dope coast to coast like a pot sticker. How can I not give her? What am I, chopped liver? Don't think it's hot, I don't buy it like a shoplifter.
Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without the word.
A burger lot.
Cause y'all starving, I'm living extra
like,
margin.
Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without.
And I keep warming up like someone who just bought me a sweater. Cause good things take time like a watch repossessor. Never leave you hanging, count on your burgie. For more lines than a sale at Burberry. Subverting, can I get a five like Laurier? Cause being boring is so cliched, I'll behave. I stay on the mound like Halliday. And when I see an alien, I say Salome. From salad days to all you can eat luncheons. Get attention like F-bombs at family functions. Curmudgeons wondering, what the hell is he doing? Who's your target demographic? Humans. Whether you're consuming macaroons out in Saskatoon or back in Hallie cracking brews in the afternoon. If someone says that they're better than you, they're just a fraud like a vegan wearing leather at a zoo.
Aw, shit, this ain't a ham and cheese, it's croc, monsieur. Promoting dope coast to coast like a pot sticker. How can I not give her? What am I, chopped liver? Don't think it's hot, I don't buy it like a shoplifter. Lyrical croc, monsieur, making your plot thicker. Promoting dope coast to coast like a pot sticker. How can I not give her? What am I, chopped liver? Don't think it's hot, I don't buy it like a shoplifter.
Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the word. A burger lot.
Cause y'all starving, I'm living extra large.
Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the beat.
Always bringing you hot, hot shit. Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the word.
Good day to you, good people of the internet. This is the Unheard Nerd coming from London in England via the Nerdcore Now radio network, part of nerdcorenow.com. Check that out for all your nerd culture needs. And also check out the unheardnerd.com, similarly a nerd culture website, but with a UK slant. Now, opening the show tonight was Word Burglar with Croc Monsieur from his third album, Third Burglar. And I actually got to sit down with the man earlier this month in September at his first ever UK show. It was at a pub called The Shoreditch on Shoreditch High Street in Shoreditch. And he was really, really humble. Sat down with us for maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes. Just talked about what he'd been up to while he was in London, where he'd visited, which comic book shops he'd been to, which action figures he'd managed to pick up. And he absolutely killed the show that night, engaging, talking to the audience, including what he'd been talking about with the audience in his freestyles, and absolutely killed it. Great sound, great show. Not so many people there, maybe 20 people in a venue that could easily hold 50 and look busy. But regardless, I mean, you know, advertising wasn't you know, that big. Not a lot of people knew he was coming over. So it was really nice to enjoy an intimate show with him. Now, talking to him before the show, we got talking about Jesse Dangerously, and recently sent an interview his way with regards to a song called Slept Through a Landslide. Now, it's a beautiful song, very striking, but it's not your usual Jesse Dangerously fare. It's a remix of a song by an artist called Chris DeMure, which was originally called Tired Angels. But Jesse saw that really as he does as a musician. He saw it as something that he could sample and something he could turn into something else. So with the blessing of the original artist, he's got a load of contributors on board, musicians, producers, and a long-term friend, Noah 23, and they've produced this really wonderful song. So here it is. This is Slept Through a Landslide.
In the end, you just get tired. Tired of the struggle. Tired of losing everyone that matters to you. Tired of watching everything turn to dust.
And I'm feeling exhausted. Used to have direction, but now I've completely lost it. Tossing and turning, yearning for more. Dirt on the floor, foot through the door. Circuit rapport, serpent of war. Smoked out herbivore.
No man is an island.
Yeah, I heard that before. Well, you certainly will drown off the shore. Rotten to the core. Me and Jesse D is like hip-hop galore. Walking in croc skin, toxic waste. Written on my face, frostbitten and lost without a trace. I might be sour, but you have no taste. And the mischief is the source of my grace. Crack statues open with lack of emotion. I got wanderlust, so I splash the vast ocean. The balance dangles just like a pendulum. So go to sleep beneath my sweet seraphim.
And downtown boutiques, countdown to lift off a new sneaks. Push you in the bushes like music, it drips on the floor. Me and Krista Moore is like kids on a tour. Gone to war with ominous thoughts, anonymous thoughts, of communist thoughts, and omnivores are cottages right. You went with the cottage, but part of the poverty, often it's not, it's wearing us down. Thunder and ignorance, wondering in the sense, there is a new sheriff in town under the influence.
And loneliness.
My angels, my
we don't know what death is. We can't conceptualize it. But we all know what it's like to be alone and afraid and in the dark.
Oh yeah, soak that in. That's Jesse Dangerously with Slip Through a Landslide. What a tune. Now, I had the good fortune of meeting some other nerdcore folk this week. Scrub Club Records invaded London, a rather grotty part of London called Streatham Hill. That's real London, that's not your Big Ben London, that's not your Wills and Kate London. This is, you know, working class London. The show was moved at the last minute from Brixton Jam. Moved over to the Horse and Groom in Streatham. It's a pub I'd been to before. I was a little bit dubious because I know the clientele. They're pretty down-to-earth kind of people. Been there to shoot some pool previously. Turned up to the gig. Very interesting. Went over to the barman. Waited for him to finish his chat with the barmaid before he served me. A couple of minutes there. And ordered my pint. And I said, hey, where's the gig taking place? Because I wasn't sure if they had a function room I wasn't aware of. And he pointed over into the corner. There was a load of people in Pirate Party UK t-shirts. And a makeshift stage set up, something you'd expect for karaoke rather than a gig. And then he turned to me, this guy that works at the pub, and he said, what kind of music is it? I said, if I ever say nerdcore to someone, I get blank stares, or you get odd looks. So I tend to refer to my default statement, which is it's hip-hop, with a nerdy slant. He was like, what, nerdcore? I said, oh, fucking hell. I could not believe it. This guy, he's a fan of nerdcore. I said, yeah. You know Scrub Club Records? He's like, yeah. I was like, well, it's them. They're playing here. So anyway, I got my pint and got to meet the guys. And there was a bit of tension between the regulars of the pub and what was going down. But it didn't take long for the locals to warm up. And MC Rection took to the stage first. Absolutely blasted his set, absolutely killed it. And I never thought I would say this, but by the time he'd finished the track Teach Me How to Blow Dudes, the whole place was applauding him, pretty much. The locals loved it, lapped it up, and I know he sold CDs and stickers, and I think made some new fans that night. But this is the song he opened with. It's a song about Worms Armageddon. This is MC Rection.
Yo, this is MC Rection. You're listening to the second best nerdcore album ever made. This song right here is about my favorite game in the whole world, Worms Armageddon!
Yeah. Bust out the bazooka, time to nuke a bunch of worms. Broken swarm, burn a bitch, throw them in the water. Launch a fucking sheep, these worms I can't impot her. Slaughter fucking deep, then I poke and prod her. She falls down on a mine, then it's like shine. Gas tank explosion, yeah, it's Armageddon time. All the ladies mine, pumping out my shotgun. Backflip on a mine, yeah, that is not fun. Then these mushroom worms come down with the parachute. So I launch along the floor some dope ferret nukes. Boom, boom, splat, these worms die fast. These Martians need to die, my worms will last. Burn and blow torch, eyes kinda bright. Swing from the ninja rope, drop the dynamite. Time to fight, yeah, this is war, kid. My record is flawless, yeah, score big. This is Armageddon, this is Armageddon. Sending all those worms straight up to the heavens. This is Armageddon, this is Armageddon. Got my worms back, yeah, straight defending. Boom, boom, smash, smash. It's an overkill, bitch. Boom, crash. Shoot a dragon bomb like Hadouken. Holy hand grenade, yeah, straight nuke 'em. Now you straight puking from the poison gas. Bunker buster, bitch, hear that noise and blast. The boys are back, bazooka to your face.
The war going on outside, no man is safe.
Yeah, running high, dig a tunnel with the termites. Got my gun, Uzi fun, you won't win this fight. I grip it tight, swing fast with the ninja rope. Launch an airstrike, yeah, I injure folks. Got my super sheep, watch them fly real fast. Score a home run when I hit you with my bat. Worms go splat, poison gas makes you wonky. Don't look up, it's a concrete donkey. Great, great, sodium nitrate. Feel my fire punch, be a skull break. Set my homing missile for that gas tank you landed on. Time is running out, I
just throw a cannon bomb, you're stranded on lands covered in mines. So teleport on a crate and see what you find. Go invisible, emergency teleport. Launch a napalm strike so you'll get hella hurt. Now I do an earthquake, watch you fall in the water. It is your birthday, get spanked like your father when he was first born. This napalm is warm, I drill deep down, watch your worms squirm. Launch Armageddon on my next turn. This is it, it's mass warmicide. All that poison gas makes you burn inside. See a gravestone get hit by a lightning strike. This is Armageddon, this is Armageddon. Jetpacks on our back, yeah we straight jet. This is Armageddon, this is Armageddon. Drop us some health packs, yeah we will get them. Set off the sentry guns, yeah you can't see me. This is healthy fun and you can't defeat me. Open the menu, check my weapon selection. Yeah, I will friend you, look for MC Rection. Team EPP, yeah we can't be beat. I don't play forts, that shit is weak. Come at me bro, throw a bomb across me. I'll kill your whole team with a kamikaze.
MC Rection there with Worms Armageddon. Now as the show drew to a close, I finally got a chance to sit down with Mad Hatter McGuinness, head of Scrub Club Records. Now he'd been fairly elusive throughout the evening, not through any fault of his own. He'd been talking with his fans, with the Pirate Party people, performing and guesting with the other artists on stage, so he hadn't actually had time to sit down and have a chat with me. I've managed to get video interviews with all the other artists, MC Milk Plus, MC Rection, Super Powerless, B-Type, and been using my phone to do that. And as I sat down with Mad Hatter, as bad luck would have it, the battery died on my phone. Well, not to be defeated, I turned to my trusty old school dictaphone, and this is what Mad Hatter had to say for himself after the show.
Interview.
This is the post-credits interview. I'm going to hold this very close to you. I'm going to get in close. Here we go. We're going to get intimate.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing... I like a guy with an accent.
So this is, because you can't see him because my battery's died on my phone, this is Mad Hatter McGuinness.
Hello, everybody in TV land.
TV land. It's no TV. We've got no...
That's right. TV sucks. We moved
radio,
on from that.
Radio land.
Oh, yes. Radio.
Radio land.
AM radio land.
So how was that show for you?
Holy fucking shit, it was amazing. God, it's dope to like come from a small town in Kansas, come to London, and people know the words to your songs. I mean, everybody was fucking partying. They loved all the artists that were here. It's mind-blowing, man.
I think without doubt you got the best reaction tonight.
Oh hell, I don't know about that. Everybody was killer.
Rection was killer, but yeah. I mean, I think you got the biggest reaction.
Well, thank you.
You had people bouncing up and down, and you were in the crowd. It was. I mean, I
love getting intimate. I love the crowd being a part of the show.
Yeah,
I love the equality.
Came across. I've got some really great photos of you.
Good. And some really horrible ones, probably too.
No, yeah. You get a lot of horrible ones. You just cut them out. You keep the good ones. So your first experience of London is a gigging, or first experience ever?
It's the first experience coming out of the country at all.
Oh wow.
So it's mind-blowing how different it feels, smells, tastes. I think I tasted half the crowd earlier. It was interesting.
But the water tastes the same.
The water tastes the same. It's very strange. Your air smells like dust, but the water tastes the same.
You know what? Yeah, your bogies will be black. When you pick your nose, they'll be black.
Wow.
That's London.
I will pick my nose very soon.
And you know what, though? Once you've lived in London for a while, it stops turning black. That's bizarre. Check that and get back on me.
You mutate. I already know. You are a mutant.
Good stuff. So Scrub Club, what are the chances of you coming back, do you reckon?
Oh, if any promoter or club owner or a festival has the money to fly us in, that's all it takes. We would love to come back. Because obviously this show had a lot of weird business drama because middleman promoters are fucking horrible. But it still ended up being fantastic. So, I mean, I'd work with anybody to come back. This is so wonderful.
So just to clarify, the gig was supposed to be at Jam in Brixton.
Yes.
And something happened. We won't go into too many specifics, but
right.
Something fucked up. And,
yes.
And now the show is at the Horse and Groom in Streatham Hill.
Streatham.
Which is Wow, it's not glamorous.
It's a little different.
Do you know what? I mean, I was a little nervous at the start of the show, and that will come across in the interviews I did with B-Type and with
Super Powerless. Oh, you did get with them. Cool.
I got everyone except you earlier.
Okay.
So I was a little nervous about how it would go down, because I've been to this pub before. I know what it's like.
Right.
I know it's a bit of a dive, and I know what the clientele
is. You know the usuals.
But I think you won them over. Even there was a guy, and I've got great pictures of him, the guy in the flat cap who was giving evils to everyone.
He did, but he warmed up real quick.
Got into it, and at the end, I just saw him going, "Fuck, you can't finish yet."
Yeah. He was dancing and everything. I don't want to guess on his age, but he is an older gentleman.
He's an older gentleman.
There was like three of those older gentlemen getting fucking down tonight.
He looks typical London street. That's what he looks.
He's
man on the street. Market stall holder, probably at some point in his life.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, really great to get you guys over here to really enjoy it.
Awesome.
I mean, I feel, this is going to sound weird, I feel blessed being in London to have this year three nerdy rap gigs to go to. Three in the whole year.
Three.
We had MC Lars, who you've reconciled with now.
Yes, I have, and everything's wonderful with that.
Good stuff, because he's good people, I think.
Yes.
At heart, maybe misguided at times.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, exactly. And Word Burglar just a couple of weeks ago.
Word Burglar's fucking great. We wanted so bad for him to be on the show, but he left like last weekend, I think.
Yeah. We spoke to him at the gig, Milk Plus and myself. And he was kicking himself. He's like, "Oh, if only I was, if I was here for a couple of more weeks."
Oh, really?
Definitely would have done
it. Damn, he's so good.
So that was really good. And now Scrub Club, Mad Hatter, Rection, and Super Powerless, combining Milk Plus, who didn't do much on stage, but what
he rapped
did
on stage the very first time tonight.
Fucking killed
it. I didn't know that, and he was awesome.
So he's becoming my new best nerdcore pal.
He's a good guy.
Because we're on doorsteps.
And he's fucking amazingly talented, and everyone needs to know that.
It really is.
He's amazing.
We're working on some radio stuff.
I know.
I only came up in the pub last night. How rumors fly.
I know, right?
It's worldwide already.
It was very quick.
Yeah. So that's good. So I just wanted to say thank you very much for coming
over. Thank you. I'm shaking it. Here's the hand.
That's the hand.
We're shaking
hands, and hopefully this won't be the last time we meet.
I hope not, man.
Really love.
We got to bring you to the States and show you how sucky it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd love to come over and we'll do something. That would be cool.
Awesome.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Oh, this is a fist bump.
This is a fist bump.
Maybe if we do it hard enough, maybe they can hear it. Ready?
Do it. There we go, and we're out. There we go then, Mad Hatter, not only performing for the first time in England, but actually leaving the States for the first time in his life. So privileged to have witnessed his show over here. Now, what else is happening on the nerdcore scene? What's the buzz? Well, Echo Morgue. Every change occurs musically over generations. They're associated with the nerdcore scene, not necessarily fully nerdcore. But I do know for a fact that they have a new album coming out very soon. And hopefully I'll have details of that on theunheardnerd.com as I was approached, as I'm sure many others have been, by the people promoting that album. So that's exciting stuff. And so here's an Echo Morgue song from their last album, which was called Birds of a Feather. Here's Echo Morgue.
Wo landen diese Sachen? Wo landen diese Instrumente? Was wird daraus?
That I wrote, hero looking for a heroine, and shoot up the toss like heroin, and we here again for the fans of electro hip hop, ability is so shock, it's not seizure, hope not need y'all to be easy, acid burns third degree, these rhymes and they say it's a long time coming, no time running the game, but who wants some ECO talking about where we come from nothing, a rhyme about something, ill situation, office pumping, pump up music, they all out rushing to come get a hold of the new fix jumping, outside the box for sure a little something,
and you can't quit, it's a part of you. like a drug. I can see how you get hooked. It ain't no way you can stop it now.
Now,
now,
now, now.
Music is life, live to hug a beat. Like a drug addiction when I'm hurting. Words connect my own supply of verses. Inject my own supply up my arm. Hold mics like a bomb, one like no puff. Engulf your lungs, whomever wanna get on. Get with it or get shivers. Do you dirty, can't quit cold turkey. Instrumental liquor, so I must be a drinker. Or coke in the vocals, no snow sniff. With the cane I'm able to kill him. My city gone here, brotherly love disappeared. Blow dust from an angel wing. Off the paisley lines, raise a sharp tongue. Hit I get from the music and twitch. When I spit that ish, I scratch that
itch. And you can't quit, it's a part of you.
Music like a drug, I can see how you get hooked. It ain't no way you can stop it now.
Now,
now.
You know I can feel it, creeping through my veins pulsating. Every single hi-hat stare translating notes of the rhythm of vision. Opening my eyes because of a collision of electric signals in my brain. The feeling of bliss, there's something to explain. You may not understand what I'm saying, cause I'm on a new wavelength. My aim is to make you feel as good as I do. In love with the melody and it's overdue. To take a break from it all, I can't OD, I'll be bouncing off the walls. But the fact that the contact of the track has such an impact, can't help but bring it back. I'm a fiend for the theme of the rhythm. I listen with the highest level of precision. And you can't quit, it's a part of you.
Music like a drug, I can see how you get hooked. It ain't no way you can stop it now.
Now,
now,
now.
Okay, there we have Echo Mog with Music Like a Drug, and if you haven't already, check out their YouTube channel, because those guys don't just make music, they also make comedy sketches, and they've even made a short film, I think it's about 5 minutes long, which is quite serious and quite touching, but their comedy sketches, especially the ones featuring M-Dog, the hardest rapper alive, is well worth checking out. Now, the No Friends tour in the States, that's come to an end. That was Michael Kill, Adam Warrock, Jesse Dangerously, and Tribe One. I think they did a month-long tour around the States. Hopefully that went well for them. Before they went, they released the Fundraiser EP, which was a fundraiser to pay for their gas and expenses along the way. The EP was a clever concept, really, something I've not seen done before. And basically it featured, they would take songs from the other artists. So, say, Jesse Dangerously would take an Adam Warrock beat and add a new rap over it, and vice versa, you know, choosing their favourite tracks. So that was a really fun idea. So if you haven't checked that out, check that out as well. But I'm going to play an Adam Warrock song now, because he really has been one of the most consistently good artists in Nerdcore over recent times. And this is quite an old track from the Paper Cutters and Dangling Headphones EP, which I believe he did alongside Tribe One. In fact, I'm looking at it now, Adam Warrock and Tribe One. Yes, he did. This is a song called Bipolar, and it samples one of my favourite songs ever, which is a track by the Pixies. It's called Where Is My Mind, and it was made famous by Fight Club. The end sequence where the city explodes, the original song played over that to good effect. But this is Adam Warrock's version. I really like this, Bipolar by Adam Warrock and Tribe One.
Stop.
It's like some days you wake up and you just don't feel like yourself, you know?
My therapist has told me I'm careless when I'm holding an empty bottle of pills. My pharmacist can scold me, and the Prozac don't work the same as it used to. Bodies build a tolerance that don't give me a boost. So I'm feeling down today, I think I'll stay here in the studio and make a sad song, die a little on the track. I think it's whack how some people don't understand how I'm a prince who wants to brood. Francis Bacon spit the beat for Hamlet, rats to be or not to be. So many chose the opposite of what they think they want to be, and so we watch them drop a bit. The stocks that they invest with their dividends, their kids enlisted in the private universities, becoming the future henchmen of the Fortune 500, where they sit and lose their minds. Just another cog that runs the machine for humankind. Chew them up and spit them out, hard to stay grounded in life. So the docs are like the bartenders, mix and match to pass the time. And sometimes I feel up, and sometimes I feel down, and sometimes I wanna watch the world burn to the ground. And I'm losing my mind, I do it all the time.
decisions from the bad. That's why some men become dads, and why some women lack the self-esteem to find their dreams. And so they watch it in a cloudy haze, smoke their lives away and stick the needle till their eyes glaze over and over. Day in and day out, they sip the methadone and cut the dope with baking soda. They pray to fake Jehovah's. That's why some kids grow up and learn the difference in the codes of alcoholics and addicts who cling to life while staying sober. Yeah, you know it's all a struggle, man. So order a double man and huddle under the underpass. An empty bottle slips from out your hands and swirls up in the air. That's why we wear these working boots, stepping on broken glass. And sometimes I feel up, and sometimes I feel down, and sometimes I wanna watch the world burn to the ground. And I'm losing my mind, I do it all of the time, and I don't think that I can make it to the other side. And sometimes I feel up, and sometimes I feel down, and sometimes I wanna watch the sky fall to the ground. And I'm losing my mind, I do it all the time, and I'm just wasting time, and I'm just wasting time. When the cheap thrills don't work, we become criminals. Evil in the subliminal, kidnappers, serial killers. Minimal interaction with the outside world, we form militias. And we hide from all the white noise and busy signals. And you're burnt out on the daily life. Obsessive compulsive disorder, dealing with all the strife. You shine and sharpen knives, load your guns and turn the safeties off. You turn the knobs while making sure the basement door is locked. And you'll punish the rest of the world. And you'll watch it burn, wipe your memory from the rest of your shirt. Child that's resting from birth. And when the medicine don't work, we turn to vices and sin, and they themselves become devices deep within. And we operate precisely in the way it is. And I'm losing my mind, and I'm losing my mind. And sometimes I feel up, and sometimes I feel down, and sometimes I wanna watch the world burn to the ground. And I'm losing my mind, I do it all the time, and I don't think that I can make it to the other side. And sometimes I feel up, and sometimes I feel down.
Now, presumably, if you're listening to this show or podcast, you found out about it via nerdcorenow.com. The site's undergone a bit of a revamp recently, moving away from just music and focusing on nerd culture in general. You can still search for your albums, you can search for your singles, you can search for your music videos, all separate entities on there now. Coming up, I think, is gaming sections, anime section. The forums are looking to expand with new moderators coming on board. And there's also the original section, something I'm involved with. Different columns updated weekly by different people. Klopp from Pop, another contributor to the site, has his column, Writing on Hard Mode. Gives an insight into his writing process and the challenges he sets himself when writing music. There's Music Men, which is Steve Perry's weekly insight into video game music and interviews with the composers. And then there's my Nerdcore UK column, which really accompanies this radio show, this podcast, as a UK look at the Nerdcore scene. Now, what came across in my first column was how the Brits, we're not very good at reaching out, we're not very good at networking. We like our space, we're very reserved. On the tube we don't talk to each other, we don't make eye contact, we hide behind a paper, bury ourselves in our iPods. But it's amazing actually what's on your doorstep. I've been talking to Milk Plus online for years now, got on really well with them online, and it's only recently we discovered we're pretty much neighbours. We live about a mile apart, we can visit the pub, we can talk to each other in person about Nerdcore. And it made me wonder how many other fans of Nerdcore there are in the UK, and we just don't reach out to each other, we don't talk to each other, we don't find out. We could network, there's so much we could achieve together. Something to consider, especially when you look at the Canadian contingent. You've got Word Burglar, you've got Ghetto Socks, Chocules, Timbuktu, all those great artists, and they're working together on different projects, Backburner Crew, Swamp Thing, and they're producing great music, great videos, and there's a really strong scene coming out of Canada. I think that really could act as a positive message to everybody around the world, really. Reach out and see what you can achieve. So, yeah, check out the new nerdcorenow.com. Check out all the new features and all the hidden stuff that you haven't had a chance to look at yet. Check out those columns by myself, Steve Perry, and Klopf and Pop. And in honour of Klopf and Pop, here's a remix he did of a Super Commuter track called 10th Generation.
Cyberman, that'll be the most hated bot in the building. Swap locks and I'll drop through the ceiling. Ha, you think these bots got feeling? Don't you know you're dealing with all many gears designed by decorated cybertronic engineers? With 10th generation, let me make it clear. We don't need no people, but these people, they need us. Situation always made them kinda nervous. When we're out of luck, then they just alert us. Though we know that they hope to find a way to hurt us. I don't really like most humans. I can see it in the eyes that you're always assuming. Never take a deeper look or try to zoom in. Only think about some catastrophe looming. We didn't crash land, we were invited. You should have seen all these people get excited. These days, you know that they deny it. But in the beginning, they were begging us to try it. They needed energy, peace, mediation. Send a probe, begin negotiation. Sell them all a feed, made up their minds. They told everybody that they're gonna be fine. When we touched down, did they all scream, woo?
Ran, locked down war zones with an iron hand. Disarm fighters by the millions. Then we marched down streets amid cheering civilians. And they didn't even know about the blueprint. Bought a dome and the temperature soon went down. People started running all around. Thousands of oxygen masks hit the ground. The dust settled and these people were shocked. Actually left front doors unlocked. They couldn't sleep without the gunshots. But you know that we're beloved with the peace that we brought. World leaders got pissed. We got paid, but they didn't want to do it like this. See, they needed all the credit. Started telling everybody they were definitely headed downhill. We did what they asked, but still didn't trust us. Thought we would go in for the kill. We just walked off when the propaganda flew. You know who they call when they don't know what to do. When we touched down, did they all scream, woo?
Then they got mad and they absolutely.
They could see that we had superior material.
Super Commuter there, their frontman being Wheelie Cyberman, former frontman of Optimus Rhyme, and that leads me very neatly to this next artist, Optimus Rhymes, a young lad coming out of North Carolina, has a new album out. It's called Full Grown Human Aquatic Activity. Now, in his words, the concept goes as thus. The original idea of the mixtape was me looking at hip-hop as if it were a giant swimming pool and it's filled with a bunch of little children who barely know the fundamentals of swimming but are taking up space from those serious about swimming. I envision myself as the lifeguard here to tell the children that it's time for them to get out. It's now adult swim. Perhaps a misguided write-up there, Mr. Optimus Rhymes, but the album itself is pretty good. There's some old school hip-hop fundamentals in there and a couple of good tracks, and there's also a video accompanying one of the tracks, Bang Bang Brain. So check that out. That's on the unheardnerd.com. just go down to the labels, check out Optimus Rhymes. Another artist coming out of North Carolina is Sky Blue. His tagline is Paint the Sky Blue. He has a new EP coming out soon, based around gaming. I think he's going to throw in some life commentary over the top of game beats. And lots of nerdy reference in that too, so keep your eyes peeled for that. That's coming soon. Now, a little bit closer to home for me are the Scoreboard Sisters, an interesting tale. Two friends meet in high school in their all-female choir, realise they're not very good at singing but continue to attend because they like listening to the singing. They bond over hip-hop, they play guitar, they play drums, and gigged around Glasgow in punk and jazz bands. But it was in 2010 they learned to sample and embarked on a new journey. He spent time digging through record store crates, digging out records, studying liner notes, studying production techniques, and what they've come up with is two EPs. Volume 2 was released first, that's called Heroes and Villains. It includes humour, old school beats, and they've got some of their favourite rappers to help out on that. MCs include 2-Tone, Steve Thells, Nicotine, Homeboy Sandman, and Zero Star. Volume 1 was released second, that's called Wicked Beats, and that's an instrumental EP of tracks by them, but well worth checking out. And I'm going to play one of their tracks now. It's a track that had me in stitches when I listened to it. Really funny. It's called Caledonia. Check it out.
Is this a track with the ATM machine?
Yeah, I'm at one of your ATM machines and there's a problem with it.
Okay.
I've tried to withdraw $60 and instead it gave me $100. Now the receipt says $60, but I'm standing here with $100. Now, I could walk away, but I'm here with my little boy and I want to teach my son how to do right. This money does not belong to me.
I understand.
And I let him know that, you know, by doing this, you get rewarded. Right?
Right.
Okay.
What location are you at? I'm sorry.
We can get to that, but I just want my son to know that you get a reward for being honest. Right? Oh, machine just spit out another 20. Look at that.
What?
Machine just spit out another $20 bill. Oh, there it goes again.
Can you?
This is like a slot machine. Look at this.
Where is this at, ma'am? I need to know. If you're going to do this, I can get the cops involved.
Get the cops involved?
Because if my machine is just checking out money, I need to know so I can get it shut off.
Okay. Well, look, I can take care of that, but this what to talk
can
about.
Can you tell me
reward.
Where? Ma'am,
there's
I
another
have this
one.
Trace, and as I go, that's all I can do.
I got $300 in my hand, and I just asked for 60. Look at this, son. I know you want to go get PlayStation 2, but Mommy, we can't spend this money.
I can tell you another. I can give you another.
It doesn't belong to us, but we will get a reward, right?
Hello, ma'am. Are you going to tell me where you're at right now?
Well, there's another one. Look at this. Baby, stop hitting the button. Stop hitting the button. Stop hitting the button. Oh, shoot. Look at all this money to shoot out this thing. Hey, everybody. Look at this machine over here shooting out money. Look at
this. I'm laughing. It's shooting out money right now.
This money.
That pot. I don't know where she's at. She's telling me where she's at.
Hey, look. I tried to be honest.
Ma'am, can you tell me where you're at right now?
Go ahead. Take some. Oh, I love America.
Okay, guess what? Your account number is in my system. So anything I lose, I will remove from your account.
My receipt here says that I only took out $60. Now, can we discuss my reward or not? I'm trying to teach my son how to be honest, and you ain't giving me nothing but attitude. We can even solve this problem right now. You just tell me what my reward is, and I can protect your machine. Other than that, it's going to be a free fall.
Can I give you another good reason why you should tell me where you're at?
Why?
Because right now you're going to my answer. My answer is somebody recording our conversation.
Oh, you got us a voice. I don't care. Nobody ever fingerprinted my voice, I tell you that.
Now, you went from trying to teach what your boy on honesty to get the reward.
Yes, and you are not working with me. You know what, baby? Since the people don't want to give us a reward, maybe we'll take their nice money and give it to the homies. I bet they'll appreciate it.
More than two, I am not having it. You beings who are from the third are just like savages. Time pumps another plate for us to have a history, a present, and a future that is spoken mystery. This'll be the third time it happened just this week, freaks. We gotten really sick of your shenanigans. Flies disappear, reappear like golden mannequins. In your third dimension, at attention, we are standing in. We're here to bring you war. All of my constituents promise me blood from you, degenerates and insolent. We're not gonna need till the walls and floors are glistening. Bloody red dead space landers will eviscerate. You don't know the half of happiness that fucking this will make all the time and effort we prepare for proper victory. Sick of all you rude dudes, all contradictory. Step through a land, no guessing your trajectory. Never quite know how bad that it'll get to be. Or if a blouse out the flatland is destiny. Poor little hexagon time walking down to the market. Got altered in a flash, left the mess to clean. Susie E. Needle be the one who confessed to CNE and gets washed in the crossing of the Michigan. Rip through an opening, hoping it stops. Quick shock, it locks all the residents attention.
Kardashians.
Flatland versus the residents of Spaceland. Them flat fuckers out the waste of human race. And pocket dimensions be damned. Shock detention be ran. Fate hangs for the future of the universe. Flatland versus the residents of Spaceland. Them flat fuckers out the waste of human race. And pocket dimensions be damned. Shock detention be ran. Fate hangs for the future of the universe.
You think this is just about two discs? I gotta enlighten you. Rewriting that bullshit you just spit. Cause we don't mean no harm by it. Fuck, man. I'm just trying to get to work and shit. Yeah, we try our damnedest not to hit you, creeps. But y'all world sitting stretched across our street. Gotta get through one way or another. If I gotta hit the brother, then I gotta hit the brother. It ain't like y'all got much to live for. Two dimensions, y'all know there's like one more, right? But y'all savages trying to start a fight. Trying to bite the hand that showed you the light. The almighty third dimension, death. Y'all disrespect and better watch your step. Cause we know it's just dimensional envy. Y'all just wish that you could be where we be. And fully realize dimensionality. Space, the final frontier. If only you were as enlightened as us, you simpletons wouldn't even be here. Talking shit and barking spit. Y'all trying to bitch about reality when y'all don't even comprehend it. Go back to your tabletop, man. I don't wanna get dirty, so I ain't even gonna shake your hand.
Flatland versus the residents of Spaceland. Them flat fuckers out the waste of human race. And pocket dimensions be damned. Shock detention be ran. Fate hangs for the future of the universe. Flatland versus the residents of Spaceland. Them flat fuckers out the waste of human race. And pocket dimensions be damned. Shock detention be ran. Fate hangs for the future of the universe.
All your spheres and cubes, I gotta sneer at you. And your circles and squares, you can hear this too. This is the voice of a fourth dimensional visitor. Telling listening stars and prisms of prisoners. Moving left and right and moving forward and back. You be short of sight, your perception's whack. You think we're impressed that you know up and down. While we hanging in the fourth just fucking around. From where I reside, I can see right inside you. Ain't no way to hide, you lesser beings been lied to. Your leader's been leading you to believe that there's no more than what you can see, two or three, but I know four. I'd show y'all, but you gotta open your mind. Forget what you know so you can cope when you find it. I pick you as the prophet for your people, you lucked out. See the fourth, you're asking about five, get the fuck out.
Flatland versus the residents of Spaceland. Them flat fuckers out the waste of human race. And pocket dimensions be damned. Shock detention be ran. Fate hangs for the future of the universe. Flatland versus the residents of Spaceland. Them flat fuckers out the waste of human race. And pocket dimensions be damned. Shock detention be ran. Fate hangs for the future of the universe.
That was the Scoreboard Sisters, followed by XOC with his song, An Nth Dimensional Story, Flatland. An Nth Dimensional Story featuring Cloth and Pop and The Ranger. And that's from his album, Divergent Timelines, Darker Paths. And I thoroughly recommend that. I think that's a really good listen. Now, there's a lot of albums out at the moment. Some I've listened to, some I haven't. One I have listened to features Word Burglar quite prominently. It's Grandpa Funny Books Mixtape and the Arranged Rapping Song Album 2, Dyadic Dynamite. Basically, it's Word Burglar's alter ego. Grandpa Funny Book is a humorous homage to Stan Lee. It's very nerdy. It's a mixtape. Everything is mixes into each other, so you know, it's an hour or so of continuous music featuring Ghetto Socks, Timbuktu, Swamp Thing, Backburner, Jesse Dangerfield, all that kind of crew from Canada. Also from Canada, we've got More or Less. He's got a new album out, Mastication. I haven't got around to listening to that yet, but that's something I'm looking forward to. Fatty, Old Bad Habits. Again, I haven't listened to that. Something I will give a listen to at some point soon. Also, a new album out from Maros. He's recently signed to Scrub Club Records. I say recently, in the last year. He's been making his album probably for about a year now. Had the beats done, had his verses done, waiting on guest vocals, I believe. But that's out now, and that's 21 tracks. The last three are remixes, I think, or bonus tracks. Featuring on that album are Bazooka Joe, King Phoenix, Dynamo Dash, NEST, Mad Hatter, Cloth and Pop again. Randoms on there, Epic One, so a lot of great stuff on there to check out. But one track that stood out, something I'd heard from him before, in fact it's the only Maros track I'd heard before, and it's one of the bonuses at the end of the album, is NINTENDO, the Invader remix, Nintendo. Really good track, lots of energy, and so I'm going to play that for you now.
Carol Zappa. Place looks trash like a master disaster or master blaster. There was a mishap, nobody knows what happened, but there is a trap. Door leading to the basement, leading to the lair of a bad guy with comb over hair. Or maybe it's a pop-up door. It's 8-bit, so I can barely see the floor. I open up the floor door looking for the aura, or just a sign that says follow the flora. Down to the bad guy, why do I still try? They can never win. I grab a torch and I'm running under the blade, swinging straight for my face. Jump over the spike trap onto a place where I lose my balance. Grab the wall to stop from falling. I think I hear the angels calling. N to the I to the N to the T to the E to the N to the D to the O. If you do not know, then you better read slow. Nintendo, Nintendo. N to the I to the N to the T to the E to the N to the D to the O. If you do not know, then you better read slow. Nintendo, Nintendo. N to the I to the N to the T to the E to the N to the D to the O. If you do not know, then you better read slow. Nintendo, Nintendo. N to the I to the N to the T to the E to the N to the D to the O. If you do not know, then you better read slow. Nintendo, Nintendo. One light down and I got two more. I won't stop till I reach that dang door. Where the bad guy quietly resides. I take my zapper out and bust a hole in his side. I don't know him and he don't know me. But that spike trap made my body holy. If it not for my gusto, I would just quit. But I can't quit, he should just forfeit. Slow. Nintendo, Nintendo. N to the I to the N to the T to the E to the N to the D to the O. If you do not know, then you better read slow. Nintendo, Nintendo.
Fast approaching the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening to this first Unheard Nerd radio show / podcast via the Nerdcore Now radio network, and a big thanks to those guys for giving me the opportunity to do this. If you want to get in touch, please do. Let me know what you thought of the show. Let me know what you think could be improved, what you'd like to hear, what you'd like more of. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's at The Unheard Nerd. On Facebook, it's Facebook/ The Unheard Nerd. Via email, it's theunheardnerd@gmail.com, and you can find me on Google+, but I haven't got a clue what the profile is on there. It's a lot of numbers and letters, I think, but search for me on there. You can hit me up on there. Also, don't forget, check out theunheardnerd.com. That's updated 5 days a week, usually 2 or 3 articles per day. Also, nerdcorenow.com. Get involved in the discussion, check out the albums, singles, the videos, check out the articles written by the guys there. That's all good stuff. Not forgetting also the Nerdcore Meow podcast. Chadley, Beaker and Jesus H. Macy doing a fine job on there and getting some great guests involved in that show. Definitely worth a listen to every week. It's funny and it's informative. So we're fast approaching the end of the show. All that's left for me to say is really thanks again for listening. I've really enjoyed this first show. I hope you have, and I hope I get some feedback about what you'd like to hear more of. In honour now of my newest nerdcore buddy, the guy who pretty much lives on my doorstep, Milk Plus, I'm going to play out with one of his tracks. It's called Half a Million Nerds, and it's from his album, Geekster UK. Enjoy.
UK, a young Milk Plus with his NWA CDs, a pile of rap magazines and some pot. Then a brainiac rap angel shone onto my pot and said, were you born in a fucking barn or what? Like whoosh, I went from gangster to geekster. I felt like I was coming home to roost like a rooster. No need to feel like I'm alone like a rooster, cause there's a fuzz, there's a buzz, there's a booster. Nerdcore, stateside you call it, but it feels like in London we only just saw it. Since the penny arcade rap, I guess that's what's known as the Atlantic Gap. What's it over the dry land? I'm from a small little island. We got kids rapping about silence, not violence. And we may only be half a mil strong, but half a million nerds can't be wrong. Fly the geek flag from the UK. Flying the geek flag from the UK. Like a beaker calling you to arms, but never weak. Moaning by the world they was born in. And fair play, a lot of them kids have had it rough, but their hunt for cash is tough and it'll never be enough. You see sex, drugs and rock and roll ain't nothing new. And math whiz genius kids get pussy too. In fact, more so if you're into girls, not bitches. I got love, I got glamour, no hitches, just riches. You see these kids, they see a wider truth. They may be buck tooth, but they know a sign from a sawtooth. They pay attention, never in detention. Won't be making drug deals in the park till the pension. Try to spread the word, but that shit ain't easy. I'm rapping out my heart till I'm wheezy and queasy. So from London to Rome, Berlin to Baghdad, half a million nerds can't be bad. Flying the geek flag from the UK. Flying the geek flag from the UK. Like a beaker calling you to arms, but never weak. Like a stallion, I won the song fight for
if I were Italian.
I ain't bragging and my jeans aren't waist-sagging. In fact, my belt's pretty tight and my spec sits just right. Now I feel like a little trippy is in order. I'm a self-appointed nerd MC awarder. Frontalot MC Chris Hawking feel me. MC Lars High C. MC Beefy. Got to get the message out there to the young'uns. Need a universal geek star rap summons. Striving for something new. 20 million nerds in the crew. Flying the geek flag from the UK. Flying the geek flag from the UK. Like a beaker calling you to arms, but never weak. Born in a fucking barn or what? Or what? Or what? Or what? Or what? Or what?